Welcome, guys, to TGCP Podcasting, and this is your host, Joseph McCarthy, speaking. Today, we have three main topics to go over. These include God of War Ascension, Last of Us, Arma 3, and some, finally, gaming news and rumors like every other podcast we have done. So, today, I am going to talk about Ascension's E3 trailer, the graphic level, and basically some final thoughts on what I personally think the game will turn out like when it comes out this March. And then on Last of Us, we're going to be doing something similar. We'll be taking a look at the E3 gameplay trailer, some graphics, and then just some more final thoughts on what I think about the game. And then for our rumors, we have the Last of Us rumor, the 720 rumor, Xbox 720 rumor, and some violent video game stuff. And then for gaming news, we have some unfortunate news to tell you guys, but you guys will find out about that once we get to the end of the show. So to start out with, God of War Ascension. So, the E3 gameplay trailer. Gonna just go over basically what happens within that trailer, basically what the whole point of it's showing, some graphic stuff, and then just gonna give my final thoughts. So, in the E3 trailer, basically you're Kratos, and this particular game is a prelude to the other God of War Ascension games. So, you're Kratos entering a little port, it starts out that Kratos runs down this, pier, basically. And, when you get to a certain part, Olympia guy, a civilian, is bleeding to death, and he's got, a sword stuck in him. And then these, Martars or whatnot are called, I don't know the specific name of the new character types, but one of them jumps down, and you grab the sword, and then you do some fighting and stuff. Well, just to talk about the combat. The combat itself is fantastic. I mean, it's just like using the God of War 3 styles, except with so much more, I don't know how to put it, more technique to it, more fabulous stuff to do. But you basically fight off about 6 or 7 of these guys, and when you finish with the last one, a sea creature, a kraken type thing, like from the very first game of God of War, at the boat scene where you're in a boat and a kraken attacks it, and you have to basically fight back on it, except it's like a three-headed kraken or something. But basically, it destroys this one area of the pier, in which is the way of getting up and stuff. So there's this new ability, and basically it's like a time-shifting ability. You get to, it's like a green force field thing, a green orb that you can use or something, that allows you to retract time back. So you get to refract it back. So you take, basically, you sit in a position, and then you hold a button, and it pushes these items back to its original position. So, then you're able to jump up it for a short period of time and get over to another section. And once you're on this cliff side, you get to use that ability again to totally fix up the place so you can get up to the next part of the level. So, you get up to the next part of the level, and it just simply starts out with the it's like a spear type martyr guy now, and it throws some spears at some Olympians. Some get killed. This one, he pushes out of the way, but you get to grab the spears, and now you get to use them. It's similar to like in God of War 3, the bow and the other sorts of long-range items. But you then get to this one part where you basically, the Kraken comes up and slams down his arm on you. And you, as you guys have may know about this, in the previous games, you're a basically a god. You become the god of war. And Kratos, he betrayed his family, so he becomes a basically a ghost Spartan. That's why in the PSP version, and then it came out for the PS3 later, the Ghost of Sparta game, I believe it's called, it basically talks about how he becomes his original life and stuff like that. So, you get to this part where, after you, like, fight the Kraken and stuff, it moves on to the next section of the level where you have to fight a elephant-type martyr thing. And it's basically the boss of the battle, like, enemy boss, this is. The Kraken is, like, the level boss, I guess you could call it. But you fight this boss, and once you kill the Kraken, you know, comes flying down, and he basically slams his arms down. Kratos starts running, dodges his arms like a freaking boss, jumps up in the air, grabs onto his tentacle thing, runs up, jumps to his side, comes flying down with his like Blades of Athena, and boom, end of E3 trailer. Now, I really recommend you guys go onto YouTube and just look at this trailer, because I did skip some parts because we're on a time limit tonight. But it's just such a fantastic looking game. I mean, you guys need to check it out, and if you can, buy it. It comes out May 20th, 22nd, sometime around there, I believe. So just check it out. Next thing, the graphics. Alright, so in the God of War 3, they used a new engine, since the previous God of Wars were basically for the PS2. God of War 1 and 2 was for the PS2. So God of War 3 came up and they had to update their engine to the, you know, PS3 level, since PS3 is actually a very powerful system. So with this, they have to create a really great engine for such a fantastic game, I believe. So with this, they stick with the previous engine from God of War 3, Ascension does. And actually, I think they've updated the engine just a tad bit, because the AI is just fantastic. I didn't notice one problem with the E3 trailer. Now, I don't know how that'll work out in the final product, but this, it was actually a pretty nice trailer. It was set forward, the AI knew what to do, and then you, of course, the player, did what you needed to do, the objectives. So, then, the graphics with the engine sets the game's abilities in stone. The graphics for this are just pretty much simple little, you know, graphics. They're PS3 level, 1080p HD graphics, and I believe they can do 3D also. To continue on, since we're running down on time, some final thoughts on this. I believe it will be a fantastic game, and I truly, truly will give it, even if my pal won't, I will give it a 10. I can tell you guys, this will be a great game. It will do good. It will get up in high sales. I don't care what any of you say. I love the God of War series, and maybe if you guys can get a PS3, you guys should too. But we gotta continue on to the next game we are to talk about today, and that is The Last of Us. So, I'm going to go over the trailer again like I did with the God of War. So, basically the trailer opens with a type of, it's like a dark area. And you hear these footsteps running in, these guys like groaning and stuff, and then you hear Joel and Ellie close this like door thing and then barricade it, because as you guys know in The Last of Us, it's a plague, so it's like a survival horror. And basically, survival horror in this type of realm, it's almost like, if you guys have ever heard of Arma 2, which I'm going to be talking about Arma 3 next. In Arma 2, they have a mod called DayZ, and it's a survival open world horror. And basically, you have to scavenge, hunt, and you have to basically take care of your character, otherwise it dies and you have to start all the way over at a new spawn point. So, basically, this opens up with Joel and Ellie barricading some plague-infected people, and then going outside into a city in which that is infested with basically vegetation. Vegetation has taken over since humans have gone corrupt against this new type of plague that's going around. So, Joel is a... Just a quick background of who the characters are. Joel is a... he's a government working... secret service type guy. And he's out to save this girl named Ellie. We don't know exactly why yet, but he's out there to save Ellie. And through that, it's just supposed to be this simple, grab the girl, come back to an extraction, leave. But things go to the turn of the worst, and then it just all goes to hell from there. So, basically, they go outside from this store in the trailer, and it's just a nice, rich, vast world. I mean, they have put so much effort into this game. It is just amazing. And by this nice, open perspective world, you basically get to experience within your own home what it may feel like. It's just such a great-looking game. And so, to continue on, the Joel goes into this... you basically get to start climbing things. Not to forget, this is made by Naughty Dog, those who created Uncharted for the PlayStation. And basically, Uncharted, it's like a, parkour game. So this is semi-parkour, except a much, much better looking one. So you basically gotta climb some cars and stuff, and you get into this building, and you get onto some roofs, and you head over to this apartment building. And when you get over to the apartment building, there's bandits, basically scavengers, those who look for whatever, and they're in these clans and stuff. And you are just trying to get Ellie out safe, so you take precautions and stuff, try to, not sound, alarms and stuff. So you basically have to go through this window, and you start to choke this guy. And when you do, you can, scavenge stuff from him, like bullets and stuff. As I said before, this is a survival horror game. So whatever bullets you get, you need to conserve them to your own will or use them up like an idiot and just go melee. But basically, it's all about survival strategy and trying to get through each level, I would say. So you basically got to, you go through the apartment, and once you choke the guy, he starts to take the bullets, about 3 bullets, I believe. And this one guy comes walking out and notices that you killed the guy, so he pulls out a gun, and you get to hide behind some type, cover thing. Now, the cover system is fantastic. It's much better than Uncharted. You press circle, you're behind cover, you sit there, and you can move up and down. No, this, when you get behind cover and you go crouch, you go behind some type of object, and you go, crouch, you can, lean against it, look over and stuff. It's almost as if you don't even have to press a button to access a certain type of area. So you basically get to this part where the basically these two guys come rushing into the apartment, and you like burn this one dude. So when they come in, you sit there and you're gonna get like freaking bad. You're just gonna get so awesome, and you go melee on this guy and you grab his shotgun and you like bash his head and stuff. And then there's this jerk who comes running in and attacks you, and Ellie, she's very slick and quick. She pulls out her pocket knife and like stabs him in the back, but she gets like thrown back. So then he Joel grabs the shotgun and starts bashing the crap, and you end in this nice melee fight. He points the shotgun, explodes, end of trailer. Now, I would recommend you guys go see this trailer if you're interested, because it will show you a lot of the systems, the graphics, basically how it all works out. So, now on to the graphics part. It uses... We don't know what type of engine it uses exactly yet. We'll find that out, hopefully, May 7th. But, basically some... The graphics are just splendid. As I said, it's a rich, diverse world. You just get to... It's covered in plant life that you won't even expect. The cars are tipped over. The cars look like they've been rotten for years. It's just a fantastic game. And to close with Last of Us, my final thoughts are that this game will do great. It will exceed in so many levels. It might even get a Game of Year reward. I know many games get it, but I take that as a way of saying that this game was so good that it was able to acquire this reward. So I would just truly recommend you guys see the trailer, experience it for yourself, and if you guys have a PS3, buy it. I mean, what else harm does it do? It's a really nice game. But we have to move on. We are right now at 1740 seconds. So Arma 3. It had a E3 gaming booth, but they did not have an official like game demo. So this little like demo, I guess you can call it. Basically, it just shows what the open world is. Arma basically is a military strategy simulation open world game, and it has such a diverse open world, basically level-based area. It's just a wonderful looking scenery. I mean, they've added in third person and first person modes, like big time. They've really updated it, is what I'm trying to say. It is just fantastic. The weapon, the sounds. Let's focus on sounds right now. The weapons. Reloading sounds so realistic. It almost sounds as if they took actual audio from a soldier reloading and then put it into some type of file compacting and put it into the game. It really sounds realistic. Now, I don't know if it's actually true that they did that. It might be, but the sounds are just amazing. The cars, the engines, it's just so fantastic because, like, with the cars, you have to have gasoline, you gotta have this, that, and the other thing, basically. And if you hit trees and stuff, you can damage your car. If you hit certain parts, wheels might pop and stuff. And the popping sounds sound amazing. And then the crashing just sounds amazing. They even showed some underwater tank thing. It was amazing. It's like a little submarine. Oh, it's just amazing, guys. But the gameplay, they did show some fighting. They used some techniques, like you'll be driving and everything, and then you'll get to your checkpoint, and you'll like pull out, grab out a sniper, check the perimeter, and then you might move to some cover, snipe a few people, move around, flank them from the back because they're, you know, surprised that you're maybe in the front. You know, it's a great strategy based game. And if you guys like strategy, like me, this is the game for you. It's on the PC. You just need to get it, guys. It is amazing. And I believe it deserves at least a higher than a 9.5 than anything. And basically, that's all I have on Arma 3. You guys should go onto YouTube and just check out some of the gameplay. It is amazing. It's just a fantastic looking game. But to continue on to our final segment for today, is our rumors. To start off, I'm going to go with the Xbox 720 rumor. So apparently, we've been hearing about the Xbox a lot lately. Not as much as the PS4. The PlayStation 4 is still, you know, a mystery, but the Xbox 720 is starting to really unfold and might even come out this E3 this year. But just to start with this is the other rumors we have heard is that it will have a built-in Kinect, and it will be able to produce this thing called Illumini, which fills your room with a nice aspect of a game. It like makes your room the game by displaying the image, so you get to see your surroundings better. But that was the first rumor, and then there was another rumor about its ability to multitask, and that's the rumor I'm going to talk about today. The multitasking ability, basically, you're able to do several things at once on this system. So in most systems, you start a game, you won't be able to, like, on the PS3, if you start a game and you access the home area, you won't be able to change your settings while you're in the game. You have to quit the game, go to your settings, change them, then restart the game. Apparently, with the Xbox 720, they're saying that you can do a lot more. So you can sit there and be playing a game and then say you have a friend who's online and you want to quickly talk to him, and you don't want to exit the game because you're in the middle of a match. You can just talk to him right there from the thing, voice to voice. That's what I'm trying to say. Messaging, that's already happening. That's easy. But voice to voice. And basically, it's just a nice, actually, thing, I would have to say, about it. The ability to multitask is just amazing. Another rumor is that you can install game discs. Now, usually you just, you know, install the game, it's finished, you continue on, stuff like that. This, I'm meaning, you put in the game disc, it reads the disc, it installs all the data on the disc, and you no longer have to put the disc in. Now, that actually could not be true in my terms, because, say, you know, people who have used games, they won't be able to, you know, sell them. Mostly due to the fact that maybe there's, like, a serial code on it that says that it's associated to that certain system. That was also a rumor, or actually not a rumor, something stated by Sony, that they might be putting little encoded little disc type codes within the disc that would display into the system, and then the system would read it, and then it would like plaster your gaming ID on it, allowing that disc to be only used by the other person, or by the person that bought it, basically. But basically, that was the Xbox 720 rumor I was talking about. To continue on, this isn't really more of a rumor, it's more of a gaming news, I'd have to say. But violent video games. We've been hearing a lot since the shootings that games are the problem. And I believe that is not the problem. The problem is kids sitting there in bad homes with bad people. They're, you know, going to bad places after school. They're learning from their peers' bad ways and other stuff. It isn't the games. The games are just a simple little, basically, projection on the screen in which you have control over it. It does not display bad behavior. I'm sorry, that's not how the mind works. Mind works within the real world, not a virtual world. That goes out to everyone who thinks that, I'm sorry, I don't care what you think, violent video games does not cause it. That's my opinion. Now, I do have both sides of it. Violent video games, those who are psychologists might see that violent video games might cause violent behaviors, like destructive behavior. You know, you play Grand Theft Auto at a young age, you want to go and you go like run over some people, you get out in the real world, and then you have that idea, you know, run the stop light, who cares, police never get onto you in Grand Theft Auto. Sorry, that's not how it works in the real world, guys. The police will either arrest you, give you a ticket, or take your driver's license away. I would prefer to just stop at the stop sign or stoplight. It's simple as that. I mean, seriously. And then our final piece of information for today is The Last of Us. As you heard me talk before, when we were talking about The Last of Us, I was talking about May 7th being the date that it comes out. Well, apparently, sometime today it happened. Best Buy put up on their website, and some stores also have indicated this, that the release date has been moved from May 7th to June 17th. We don't know if that's exactly why, or the exact reason to why this might have happened, but we do know that it's still a rumor. We don't know if it's exactly true, but we want to know why, don't we? I mean, it's a fun game. It looks awesome. Prefer to have it come out in May rather than frickin' June. It's just too far. But yet again, if they need to create the game and make it look even better, then I say go ahead. Take all the time you need. I'd prefer to have a great game rather than a crap game. And, to finish off, I have some sad news, I guess you can say it, for gamers who have been waiting since apparently February 2008 for a game called Aliens Colonial Marines. Yes, it came out officially today, February 12th, 2013, and that's actually 5 years after it was announced. I mean, you would have expected this game to turn out to be okay. Nope, that wasn't what happened. It's gotten so many bad reviews, it's pitiful. I don't know what to say. I'm just, I feel sorry for those who have been waiting a long time for it. Because, like, I mean, if I was sitting there waiting for The Last of Us since 2008, if it was, like, you know, at that time, all the way up to now, and then just get it, and it's a pile of crap, and you spent 5 years, I mean, I would just, it's just not right. I mean, I don't know what they were doing. If they were just slacking off and stuff, I don't know. But, that's all we have for today, my friends. But, please join us tomorrow for CJ's podcast, as I do not know what he is talking about exactly. I will find that out tonight. But hope you have a nice, basically, rest of the night. It is 5:37 p.m. here. And I will see you guys on Thursday, I believe. Yes, Thursday. All right, thank you. Bye.
Up the place, turn up the place and make them all have fun. And we a blaze the fire, make it fun them. We mash up the place, turn up the base and make some sound, boy run. And it will end your week just like a Sunday. We mash up the place, turn up the base and make them all have fun. Skrillex a blaze the fire, make it fun them. We mash up the place, turn up the base and make some sound, boy run. And it will end your week just like a Sunday.